Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Yesterday, we attended a great event in downtown Detroit. It was Monster Jam. That's right, we got to see some monster trucks. It's always a good time, and we got to see some awesome stunts, a few trucks crash, and got to eat overpriced hot dogs. Anyway, on the way home, we got talking about what we would name our truck if we had one. One of my dreams I've had for a while is to own a goat farm. Why? I don't know, but it has always appealed to me for some reason. So anyway, John suggested we name it Goatinator, or something like that. But I said we could make it cooler and name it one of Thor's goat's names. He says, Thor has goats? I said, yeah. He has two that pull his chariot, but I don't know their names. So today, we figure it out as we read the story, Thor's Hammer, and then, seeing that today is a double feature, in double feature fashion, we will also read the story, The Tree Yggdrasil. Both of these stories come to us from the book, Myths of the Norsemen, written by H. A. Gerber. As I wrap this up, don't forget, later this week is the start of March, which means reading month kicks off. Hopefully, you get out there and read a book or two. Right now, I'm reading a fictional story that involves Blackbeard the Pirate, and then, when it comes time to read a new book, I'll have to see what I pull off the bookshelf next. There are a few books I've been eyeing, so we will see what strikes my fancy when the time comes. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Thor's Hammer. Thor was the proud possessor of a magic hammer called Mjolnir, the Crusher, which he hurled at his enemies, the Frost Giants, with destructive power, and which possessed the wonderful property of always returning to his hand, however far away he might hurl it. I am the Thunderer, here in my Northland, with fastness and fortress, reign I forever. Here amid icebergs, rule I the nations. This is my hammer, Mjolnir the Mighty. Giants and sorcerers cannot withstand it. As this huge hammer, the emblem of the thunderbolts, was generally red hot, the god had an iron gauntlet called Iron Griper, which enabled him to grasp it firmly. He could hurl Mjolnir a great distance, and his strength, which was always remarkable, was doubled when he wore his magic belt called Megingjord. This is my girdle. Whenever I brace it, strength is redoubled. Thor's hammer was considered so very sacred by the ancient northern people that they were wont to make the sign of the hammer, as the Christians later taught them to make the sign of the cross, to ward off all evil influences and to secure blessings. The same sign was also made over the newly born infant when water was poured over its head and a name given. The hammer was used to drive in boundary stakes, which it was considered sacrilegious to remove, to hollow the threshold of a new house, to solemnize a marriage, and lastly, it played a part in the consecration of the funeral pyre upon which the bodies of heroes, together with their weapons and steeds, and in some cases with their wives and dependents, were burned. In Sweden, Thor, like Odin, was supposed to wear a broad-brimmed hat, and hence the storm clouds in that country are known as Thor's Hat, a name also given to one of the principal mountains in Norway. The rumble and roar of the thunder were said to be the roll of his chariot, for he alone among the gods never rode on horseback, but walked or drove in a brazen chariot drawn by two goats. Tan-Gnioster, Toothcracker, and Tan-Grisner, Toothnasher, from whose teeth and hoofs the sparks constantly flew. Thou camest near the next, O warrior Thor, shouldering thy hammer and thy chariot drawn, swaying the long-haired goats with silvered rein. When the god thus drove from place to place, he was called Aku Thor, or Thor the charioteer, and in southern Germany the people, fancying a brazen chariot alone inadequate to furnish all the noise they heard, declared it was loaded with copper kettles, which rattled and clashed, and therefore often called him, with disrespectful familiarity, the kettle vendor. Father next created a huge ash called Yggdrasil, the tree of the universe, of time, or of life, which filled all the world, taking root not only in the remotest depths of Niflheim, where bubbled the spring Virgilmir, but also in Midgard, near Mimir's well, the ocean, and in Asgard, near the Urdar fountain. From its three great roots, the tree attained such a marvelous height that its topmost bough, called Lirad, the Peacegiver, overshadowed Odin's hall, while the other wide-spreading branches towered over the other worlds. An eagle was perched in the bough Lirad, and between his eyes sat the falcon Vedfolnir, sending his piercing glances down into heaven, earth, and Niflheim, and reporting all that he saw. As the tree Yggdrasil was ever green, its leaves never withering, it served as pasture ground not only for Odin's goat Heidrun, which supplied the heavenly mead, the drink of the gods, but also for the stags Dain, Valin, Dunir, and Durathor, from whose horns honeydew dropped down upon the earth, and furnished the water for all the rivers in the world. In the seething cauldron Virgilmir, close by the great tree, a horrible dragon called Nidhugg continually gnawed the roots and was helped in his work of destruction by countless worms whose aim it was to kill the tree, knowing that its death would be the signal for the downfall of the gods. Through all our life a tempter prowls malignant, the cruel Nidhugg from the world below. He hates that Asa light whose rays benignant on the hero's brow and glittering sword bright glow. Scampering continually up and down the branches and trunk of the tree, the squirrel Ratatosk, branch borer, the typical busybody and tale bearer, passed its time repeating to the dragon below the remarks of the eagle above, and vice versa, in the hope of stirring up strife between them.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The eagle has landed. That's one small step for man.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes, and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the Space Shuttle has earned its place in history and has come to a final stop.